Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Scott Edwards of Fightful here once again. And this time, I'm with the incredible Maki Ito of TJPW. Maki, welcome to Fightful's YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Hi.
Perfect.
Hi, Maki Ito. I'm Maki Ito. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I know you have a busy couple of weeks coming up, of course, starting on Saturday with Grand Princess, and then you're returning to Canada and the U.S. Towards the end of the month, so very excited for that. So as we get into this interview, the first question I want to ask, I thought this was very important, any new English words that have that you've learned as of late that you'd like to share?
Hi,今月は結構忙しいスケジュールもあって、まあ、カナダとアメリカのイベントもありまして、その前に、最近覚えた英語単語があればぜひ教えてください。
バロンカドンク。
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, I wasn't ready for that one. That was a good one. But doc a doc. All right, great way to start this off. So...All right, we'll get into everything now. So the first question I want to ask is about the importance of social media for you. Of course, you've become very popular all around the world just through social media and now through your wrestling. So can you tell us a bit about how important social media has been for you to interact with your fans and really grow yourself as a pro wrestler?
はい、まあ、一番最初の質問ですが、まあ、SNS のおかげでいろんな、まあ、すごい人気を集めちゃって、伊藤さんにとって SNS の必要性とは何でしょうか？
必要性？あ、もう多分私 SNS がなかったら全然有名になれてなかったと思うので、もう本当に私にとって SNS は命です。
So actually for Maki Ito, like social network is basically her life. Without SNS, without Twitter, Instagram, she wouldn't even be famous at all.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's kind of crazy because I think a lot of people have found out about Maki Ito through social media, and that's how you've become a favorite of so many people, especially here in the United States. So I like hearing that, you know, it's kind of become your life, of course, with wrestling. So let's talk about Saturday. Saturday is a very big event, of course, for TJPW, Grand Princess 2023 on Wrestle Universe. Everyone go check that out. What's your mindset heading into the show? Because, of course, Ariake Arena, big time arena, very exciting. How excited are you? And are you looking forward to teaming with Miyu once again, trying to get those tag titles?
はい、まあ土曜日はグランドプリンセスが開催するんですが、まあその前にちょっと心境を伺ってみたいんですけど。
はい。有明アリーナはやっぱりすごい大きいので、すごい緊張はしてるんですけど、でもなんかこう、やっぱり私は今までに AEW とかにも立ったことがあるので、なんかそこでのなんて言うんだろう、まあ大きい会場での、まあ、見せ方みたいなのは、まあ他の人よりもちょっと自信はあるかなと思ってて、なので、まあなんか、まあどっちかっていうと緊張よりも楽しみやってやろうって感じの方が大きいですね。
はい。So, you know, Ariake is a huge location and she actually has experience before wrestling, you know, in huge locations in AEW.
Yes.
As you know. So, instead of, you know, wondering what's the best way to show herself on such a big stage, you know, she's actually more excited to, you know, show herself up, you know, like just ready to show the world who Itomaki is, you know. Yeah.
Of course. Of course, and I know a lot of people are excited to see you and Miyu team up once again. So how did it feel helping Miyu win her first tournament in TJPW? Because of course you won the Tokyo Princess Cup 2 years ago now. So winning tournaments isn't difficult for you, but that was her first time. So how did it feel to help her win the Max Hart tournament and get that shot?
Hi, マックスハートのまま実は、山下さんの初東京女子内のトーナマの優勝したので、まあ伊藤さんはもう、以前、東京プリンセスカップを取ったので、山下さんと一緒に、まあ、助けるというか一緒にマックスハートのまま取った感想はどうですか？
そう、とっても嬉しかったし、やっぱり私たちワンチューミリオンはなんか全然結果を残せなかったんですよ。3年間、ここ3年間ぐらいもういつも惜しいところで負けたりとか、もうずっと花が咲かない期間が長かったので、やっぱりなんかすごい嬉しかったですね。
はい。 So of course she's super happy to finally, you know, leave a result as a 1-2 million, you know, after all these 3 years they haven't actually left a single mark until nowSo, you know, it's a really big thing for them.
Yes, and I think a lot of fans will be pulling for you both to win that match on Saturday. And to just talk a little bit about your relationship with Miyu and how close you've become, right? Of course, you've wrestled each other, but you've also teamed together. You guys are such a great tag team. So...Do you believe that wrestling against her has made you both closer and a better team for that?
はい、まあ、ワントゥーミリオンとして、まあ、いろいろな経験もあって、まあ、どっちかというと、まあ、一緒に対戦したこともあり、まあ、お互いに対戦相手としても戦ったこともあって、でもあり、山下さんと戦って、そこがなんか生まれたのかな？ちょっとその、まあ、2人ともの距離感が、
そうですね。もともと本当戦ってばっかりで組んだこととかも全くなかったから、やっぱその戦っていくうちになんかお互いこうリスペクトし合える関係になっていったのかなと思ってます。ただ私はまだ山下のことを倒せてないから、まあ、その唯一のなんか一番のタッグチームパートナーではあるけど、まだやっぱり一番倒したい相手でもあります。
はい。 So you know, originally they fought together many many times, and you know, probably they got, you know, they learned to respect each other through, you know, through the ring and, you know, like through their fists, you could say, in a sense. You know, however, here's the good part. She has not beaten Miyu Yamashita, as you know, until now. So while she might be her best tag team partner, she is still the number one wall that she has to support, for like Maki Ito to surpass until now.
Yes, yes. I think everyone's waiting for that big win. Of course, Wrestle Princess 2. You came so, so close. And we look forward to the next matchup. And I know you've been bringing that match worldwide in a lot of ways. Do you hope to continue wrestling her not only in Japan, but elsewhere in the U.S.? Not just the U.S., but the world.
はい、まあ、レッスルプリンセス2もいや戦ったけど、さすがにまだ、ま、あの勝ってないけど、まあ、これから日本だけじゃなく、アメリカ、そして世界でもその試合を届けてほしいでしょうか。
はい、届けたいです。届けます。
Absolutely, she's going to bring it everywhere.
Sweet, sweet. I can't wait to see that. And I think it goes without saying that you've come a long way as not only a wrestler, but, you know,I think a lot of people have seen your personality blossom a lot. You know, you've come a long way since you and Mizuki made the Ito Respect Army. And do you look back at that team and point in your career with fondness? And how does it differ from your current alliances with, of course, Yamashita, Chris Brooks, and now in GCW, Nick Gage?
まあまあ、昔、まあ、初期段階と、あと、水木ちゃんと、イトリスペック軍団から、まあ、今に至って、ワン、ツー、ミリオンで、ニオ、イトリスペック軍団、その、物語というか、歴史があって、どうですか？そのいろんな絆を結んでいて。
ああ、いろんな人とね、いろんな人とタッグ組んで、ね。
あと、まあまあ、ニキゲイシと MDK の、そういうのもあって。
私はね多分ねあのビッチなんですよ。いろんな人と組みたがるんですけど、でもやっぱりみんな一人一人思い出があって、なんか私は好きですね。そういうなんだろうな、いろんな人といろんな思い出を作るのは、はい、好きなので、もっとタッグビッチを続けていこうと思います。
So she really, you know, she basically calls herself like a tag team bitch.She likes to team with lots of different people. Yeah, like gets, I'm really using the words out from her mouth. So she really enjoys teaming with people like, you know, Mizuki, Chris Brooks, Nick Gage, Miriam Yamashita. So she really loves to team up with all these different people and create all sorts of memories. So, you know, hopefully her tag team bitchery can continue forward.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. And I wanted to ask you about Nick Gage, because I know a lot of people absolutely love what you two have kind of created in GCW. Can you tell us a bit about how you guys have kind of become friends since you've started doing GCW dates here in the U.S.?
はい、まあ、皆さん知っての通り、ニック・ゲージと、まあ、MDK、まあ、なんかすごい独特なタッグチームを作って、そのなんかその友情の誕生話とか少しでも聞けたら嬉しいなと思います。
ニック・ゲージとは全く話したことがない状態で、いきなり私がリングに上がり込みました。ニック・ゲージがプロモしてる時に、でそしたらなんか息があったんですよ。私は Where's my fucking gang やとしか言ってないんですけど、でもその一言だけでもなんかこうシンクロしたんですよ。なんかそこからなんかちょっとずつ試合じゃない時とかも話しかけるようになりました。あと T シャツをプレゼントしました。 MDK の伊藤真希とニック・ゲージのコラボの MDK T シャツをプレゼントしました。喜んでました。
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi. So they actually not spoken before, you know, until like a bit of a promo from Nick Gage, yes, where he was asking where's his fucking gang. And then I shouldn't have said that, but excuse my language. So okay, as she entered the ring, and you know, somehow they kind of had a very unique chemistry bonding from that. And because of that one promo in the ring, they actually got to, you know, speak with each other backstage, got to wrestle in the ring. They sort of created this very unique friendship from there. And you know, he gave she gave him like a very unique t-shirt, a collab t-shirt, and he was very happy about it.
Yeah, I think when we've seen you two in the ring together, it's kind of like magic in a lot of ways. You two just feed off each other really well, and it's kind of why I think fans, especially here in the US, have really loved you two in the same ring together. And you know, like you said, I'm not gonna repeat it. You know, I'm not gonna repeat it, but it's very funny. And how much fun have you had working with GCW?
Hi, GCW to iroiro share shite te, ikaga desu ka? GCW no kankyou to ka?
Mo daisuki desu. Tokyo joshi wa nante iu desu ka ne, kou, ma yoku mo waruku mo, ma chotto nare chatta bubun ga jibun ni wa atte, ma daitai お客さんの反応はいいんですよ。けど GCW はお客さんを動かすのがめちゃめちゃ難しくて、本当にハマった時はお客さんがわーって盛り上がってくれるんですけど、ハマんない時全然ハマんないから結構お客さんがついてこないんです。でもそこが私はすごい大好きで、なんかこう悔しいからもっとお客さんを盛り上がらせたいって思うんですよ。だからなんかその今の目標はなんか GCW のお客さんを沸かせることだなって思ってて、これからも継続的に伊藤は参戦したいし、まあ、ニックゲージとタッグ組んでいろんなことをしたいなって思ってます。
はい、So she loves the whole vibe at GCW, and you know she loves Tokyo Shippo Wrestling, you know, but she's already used to, like, she knows how to easily get the reaction from the fans. But whereas for the fans at GCW, it's not easy to get a reaction out of the people there. Like, so that in itself, it's a challenge for her. And it's something she wants to, you know, really learn to, like, hopes that one day she can get them, you know, reacting with a tip of fingers. So she hopes to continue performing at GCW and teaming with Nick Gage going forward.
I think we're all hoping you do the same as well. I know your time in GCW has been a lot of fun as a viewer, as someone watching, so we only hope that you continue to do that. Moving forward here, kind of to combine the two now, you know, TJPW's popularity has grown a lot in the past couple of years, along with yourself, along with Miyu Yamashita, Yuka Sakazaki. So how does it feel that TJPW finally gets to have their first show here in the U.S.? Of course, 2020 was originally supposed to happen, didn't get to happen. Now WrestleMania week, it's a long week. It's a very long week. How does it mean? What does it mean to you to get to be part of that and to main event that show?
Hi, ma. Tokyo Shippo Wrestling is very,爆発人気が出てきて、まあ伊藤さんもあって、坂崎さんもあって、山下さんもあって、まあ今回はやっと アメリカ大会が開催できるようになって、もともとは2020年で開催するんですけど、コロナで潰しちゃって、今回そんな、レッスルマニアウィークエンドで開催されて、その上伊藤さんがメインイベントに立つというのはいかがですか？
そうですね、もうやっと待ちに待ったって感じです。もう私はね、伊藤真希単体としてなら多分、割とね、どこでも見れるぐらいにはなってきたんですけど、やっぱ東京女子の伊藤真希っていうものを多分みんな見たことがないから、まだだからすごい楽しみなんですよ。東京女子の人にしか出さない技とかもあるので、あとなんだろうな、とにかく東京女子の伊藤真希はまた違うんですよ。他のそれこそ GCW とか AW とかで見てるような伊藤真希じゃ全くないから、そこを楽しみにしてほしい。
はい、 So you know, she's been waiting so long for this day to finally happen. And yeah, many people have probably seen like Maki Ito in America. Like it's probably as common as seeing, you know, like Miyu Yamashita in America now, or like any other like wrestlers going from, you know, Japan to America very often. But you know, you can probably see her normally, but most of these people in America have not seen like Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling's Maki Ito, which is a little bit different from what you see like in GCW or in AEW. So there are some moves that you can only see her do to like opponents in Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling. So that's something you really have to keep your eye out on when the show happens.
And I think that's great to explain to fans, because maybe a lot of the fans that are seeing you here in the US don't know that, right? You'll get to now show them that TJPW full side of you, which I think is very exciting. And I'm sure the roster and yourself are very excited for that show. And you've been coming to the US a lot. You've kind of become a regular here, whether it's GCW, AEW. Are you hoping to do kind of like a longer tour here in the future? I know Miyu Yamashita is, of course, doing a 3-month tour. Is that something you're interested in?
はい、やっぱり最近もアメリカに行く機会が増えてきて、もしかしたら将来的に山下さんみたいにちょっと長期みたいな遠征とかは、そういう興味はありますか？
それは今のところは考えてなくて、なんでかって言ったら、なんかやっぱり伊藤真希っていうのはいつも見れたら意味がないと思ってて、なんか特別でいたいんですよ。なんかいつでも見れる伊藤真希になりたくなくて、なのでなんかみんなを飽きさせない工夫のためにも、私は長期で滞在することはしないかなって思ってます。1週間ぐらいだったら全然いるんですけど、1週間2週間とかは、でも例えば3ヶ月とかは、なんかそれはなんか伊藤真希のマーケティングとしては良くないかなって思ってます。
はい、So she's actually not thought about doing it at all until now, actually, because you know, if she appears too often, you know, like the magic of Maki Ito is gone. So like I guess the correct word to say is like the artificial scarcity is important for her. Like it's important for the Maki Ito branding, because she doesn't want to do a long term like 3-month thing like Miyu Yamashita, sure. Where like she can do 1 week, 2 week, it's fine. But like for Maki Ito's brand, you know, maybe a little bit of artificial scarcity is, you know, important for the American audience to truly appreciate her.
That's a good answer. I'm happy to know that you want to keep that magic, because I think a lot of people love when that magic does come over to the US. So I guess everyone will have to keep an eye out, because I know a lot of people are hoping to see you at their favorite shows sooner rather than later. So what are your favorite parts about coming to America?
はい、次の質問ちょっと軽めなんですけど、アメリカに行く機会には楽しみにしてることとか、食べることとか。
ね、それはもう食べることだけです。もうね、伊藤真希ね、食べるために生きてると思ってて、もうね、大好きなんです、アメリカのご飯。もうずっと ともう誰とも会わずにずっとホテルに引きこもってウーバーしまくってる。もう中でもやっぱファイブガイズが大好きでもうずっと食べてる。もう大好き。もうアメリカのご飯本当に大好き。
はい、so of course it's gotta be the food. No, she needs to eat. She's all about the eat life, you know.
Yes.
She's just gonna like when she's not wrestling, she's gonna stay in the hotel, you know, order some Uber, get some good Five Guys, you know.
Oh, Five Guys, yes.
Yeah. No, she's just gonna eat and eat and eat and just all. She just lives and breathes American food.
Based off your social media, I should have known. I should have known. That's all my fault. So I guess then I'll ask, what's your favorite city to visit here in the U.S.?
まあ、食事以外に好きな、まあ、街とかシティとか。
いろいろあるけど、なんか私は、あのね、これ言ってもいいのかな、あのね、デトロイトの、あの危険な香りがとても大好き。
そういうことですか。はい。So, she's like, how do I put this? So it's, you know, she likes the danger you can feel in Detroit.
なんかすごいね、あのね、ちょっとね、デトロイトのいろんなところをね、あの見たいんですよ。
So she wants to visit like, you know, different parts of Detroit. Like, I have not been to Detroit myself, but like, I heard it's not.Like the most safest place, so like the I guess she enjoys the thrill.
You like the danger.
デトロイトのなんかその危険感のスリルが好きですか？
はい、あのね、そう一度その何が危険って言われてるのかを見てみたいんですよ。体験はしなくていいんで、あの見てみたいです。
So she wants to see what's so scary about Detroit. She doesn't want to actually experience it firsthand, but she wants to see, you know, like the dangers around.
That's all right. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. You want to see the danger. I respect that. Yeah, I need you to come to Boston soon. That's where I live. And that's where I need you to come soon so I can see you live. So Boston's got to be next because I think we have a lot of around here. I don't know if we have the danger, though. I don't think we have that part.
まあ、彼がボストン出身なんで、ぜひボストンにあのいらしてください。あの、まあ、危険感は多分ないと思いますけど、多分いい街ですよ。
わかった。行く。
See you come.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to hear that. So this next question was asked specifically by one of your fans, and I wanted to make sure to ask it because they want to know what's your favorite music. Of course, you sing yourself to the ring.So music's a big part of your life, you know. So what's your favorite music, favorite song, you know, something like that.
So is it like a particular genre or like a particular like singer or something?
We'll do a singer.
まあ好きな音楽というか好きな歌手とかグループとか。
あのね、私いろんなものが好きだからな。なんだろうな。あのね、一番好きなのか、
まあ、例えば今流行ってるとか流行ってるものとか自分のマイブームとか。
あ、そうですね、マイブーム、その今の流行りで言うと、あの宝生マリンちゃんっていう VTuber がいるんですけど、その女の子が出してる音楽がめっちゃ大好きです。
あのビーチもですね、すごいなんか同じ色の
海賊の、
はいはいはい。
そう。
So, I'm not sure if this is going to translate to your fan base really well, but like, so she has a lot of fans, she likes a lot of different things. So, but right now, what she's currently interested right now is, so there's I'm not sure if you know about virtual YouTubers.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's one right now, her name is Hosho Marine. She's like a pirate. She kind of looks like Ito herself, like similar red color, red pattern. Her songs are pretty good. Like, I would personally recommend it as well. It's great.
See, that was a perfect recommendation. Now everyone's going to go listen to that, them as soon as possible, I'm sure. So that's a great recommendation. I think a lot of people like that.
とてもいいおすすめです。
ありがとうございます。
So my next question does...go with you singing, and that was that you got to take part in SKE48's anniversary concert. How cool was that for you to do that? And you know, just be part of that.
はい、まあ最近確かあの SKE48 さんの祝電ライブに参加させていただいて、そのまあそのイベントに関してはいかがですか？
あのそのまあ SKE48 ってまあなんかなんだろう、48グループに入ってるまあ一つのグループなんですよ。で、私はその48グループの中の HKT48 っていうグループのオーディションに応募したけど、あの何、写真面接、その書類選考で落とされたんですよ。15年前ぐらいに。でも本当にずっと48グループに入るのは夢だったんです。それがもうアイドルとして花が咲かなくて、もうまあプロレスラー一本でやっていくってずっと決めてたら、その急に昔の夢が叶って、なんかなんだろう、諦めなければ夢は叶うじゃないけど、なんか何かやってたらなんか点と点がつながることってあるんだなって思いました。
はいはい、 so you know, so SKE is part of this super huge liketo go to very short from like a Japanese idol like family called the 48 idol group, you know, with AKB, SKE. So she actually applied for the HKT audition, which I believe is from where she originally comes from. And during the, so there's different layers to the applications. So she sent in the details by like, you know, like resume in the form like that. And she felt like at the very basic one before she even got like a face-to-face audition.
Wow.
So, but her dream was to always join the like the family of the 48 groups as an idol. But, you know, obviously that didn't work out. She became a wrestler and, you know, continuing her path as a wrestler. Somehow her old dream to be in the 48 groups family got, you know, it came true being a wrestler. So it's not in a sense of like, if you pursue your dreams will come to life. But, you know, if you keep working hard, even one day your old dreams can, you know, can succeed and come to life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think a lot of people hear that and kind of take that with them. So, you know, I appreciate you sharing that part of your story with us, because I know that will that'll mean a lot to a lot of people. So thank you for sharing that with us. Is there anywhere you haven't had the chance to compete yet that you'd like to in the future?
Is it in Japan or all around
the world? We'll say here in the US, like any US. Promotions or something like that.
All right.
Promotions or states.
戦ってみたい、まあ、アメリカ団体とか、州とか、例えば、まあ、なんかテキサスとか戦ってみたいとか、そういう希望とかはありますか？
ああ、戦ってみたい場所。そうですね。アメリカって言ってもやっぱハワイに行きたいんですよ。行ったことないから。だからなんかハワイで試合できたらいいなっていうのと、あと選手もですか？
まあ団体選手とかも何でもいいです。
選手、まあ、選手だったらやっぱりオレンジキャッシーリーがいいんですね。戦いたいです。
Right, so of course she wants to wrestle in Hawaii. So if you know any Hawaii promotions, I'm not aware. I'm sorry, but like you know, please give her a ring. She would love to wrestle in Hawaii, and not really a promotion per se, but she still wants to have that dream match with Orange Cassidy.
Yes, yes, the Orange Cassidy match. I think everyone wants to see that one soon. So I guess that brings me my next question.Of course, you have spent time in AEW. We haven't seen you there for a while, but I know a lot of people are hoping you return soon enough. What is the next challenge or next goal for yourself in AEW when you do get to return?
はい、もしまた AEW で出場としたら、なんか次の目標とかはありますか？
目標は、まあそうですね。まあ私はずっと私でいたいですね。あのいつまでもなんかベビーとかヒールとかにとらわれてなくて、 バカな日本人、明るい日本人っていう枠で、私は多くの人を感動させるより、うん、笑わせたいな、そう、笑う、うん、そうだね、うん、笑わせたいそう、
笑わせたい、はい、うん、OK。So she wants to, you know, she wants to, when she goes back to AW again, she wants to continue being herself, you know, mm. not to be restricted by the, I guess, the borders of what a baby face is or what a heel is. And she wants to, like, in her own words, remain a being, just like silly baka nihonjin, like a Japanese person, you know, just being herself. And, you know, instead of making them, you know, like moved by the way she wrestles, like, but like get them to laugh from the way she wrestles, laughing with her in a sense.
I think you're well on your way to accomplishing that. I think based off what I've been told from a lot of fans, they love you and they love, you know, getting to laugh with you. So I hope you get to do that in AEW very soon. This next question I have for you, this was asked by another fan of yours. They want to know, do you plan to make some more music? Because, of course, you have your great song you sing yourself to the ring with, whether it's in Japan or here. You've made two different versions. So are you thinking about making some more music that maybe a lot of your fans could sing along to?
はい、こちらもまたファンの質問ですけど、またなんか新しい音楽とかは作りたいですか？そういう希望とかはありますでしょうか？
そうね、新しい音楽作ってなんかミュージックビデオとかいっぱいね YouTube にアップしたいんですよ、したいんですけど、ちょっとあのね制作費がないのでクラウドファンディングかな、もしやるなら。
はい、so you know she obviously wants to make a new song, you know, like film a whole video, put it on YouTube and all, but you know,Money is not easy. Money doesn't come very cheap. Doesn't come easy. So maybe perhaps Maki Ito crowdfunding for a new song. How about that?
That's good to know. We'll get that started here. Make sure she knows that we'll get that started for her. Because I know a lot of people.
やってみましょうかなと言われました。
ねえ、やってみようかな。
So as we wrap, we get close to wrapping this up.And thank you so much for your time, Maki. My next question is that you got to participate in the TJPW match that took place inside the Tokyo Dome as part of Keiji Muto's retirement show. Of course, you've been in the Tokyo Dome before. You've wrestled in the Tokyo Dome before. But this was different as, you know, I just did an interview with Miyu Yamashita, of course, and she said, getting to wrestle in that ring in front of that crowd,What did that mean to you and how did that feel?
はい、まあ以前も東京ドームで戦ったこともあるんですけど、まあそれはちょっと違う形なんですけど、今回はまあ武藤敬司さんの引退興行でちゃんとしたリング上で戦ったんですけど、その感想とかはいかがですか？
いや、なんかね、意外とね、全然緊張しなくて、いや、やっぱり私大きい会場に向いてるなって思いましたね。いや、多分ね、普通の人だったらめちゃめちゃ緊張すると思うんですよ。もう足ガタガタ震えると思うんですけど、もう本当にね、全くそんなことなくて、そう、自分でもびっくりしました。
So, she wasn't scared at all. Like, in fact, she was actually shocked because she was used to it.、So she's wondering, like, perhaps, you know, she's used to.Such big halls like that, because normally if you were there for the first time, you'd be quaking in your boots. But you know, she was just totally chill, not you know, surprised. It's yeah.
And how did you love that the you know the whole crowd yelled back Ito-chan when you know you were I forget who you were punching in the corner, but it roared through the Tokyo Dome. So how did that feel?
まあ、もちろん試合中に世界一可愛いのはでクラウド反応もちゃんとすごいこんな大人数で伊藤ちゃんと答えたらその気持ちはどうですか？
あのね、これはね、あの計算通りです。
All according to plan.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great. I figured as much. You know exactly what you're doing. So you brought up Orange Cassidy. I know that's been your dream match for a very long time.So I will ask, is there anyone outside of TJPW besides Orange Cassidy that you're really hoping to face sometime in the future?
はい、まあ将来的に、TJPW 以外とオレンジキャシディ以外に戦ってみたい相手とかはいますでしょうか？
え、誰だろう？あー、そうだね。え、ニックゲイジじゃない？
It's gotta be Nick Gage, right?
I figured it was gonna be that answer. I think everyone needs to see that. You should just challenge for the world title.
She says she's confident she can take the belt off him. Actually,
I am too. I am too. It's time that you have the title. You can run GCW.
いやでもやっぱり今はあの彼の背中を見て私はあのいろいろ勉強したいしあのついていきたいなって思ってるからそんなねもう短いスパンでは絶対行かないけど、まあ、いずれ、まあ、長期的な夢として
はい、so, but right now you know she wants to you know learn from himget his, you know, learn from his toolbox, get a bit to know, but, you know, not so in the near future, maybe like, say, a bit further in the future, once she's got all the tools, she's going to take the belt, and then perhaps she can just run GCW by herself.
I think everyone wants that. And I'm happy that you know you'll have the plan. Learn a little bit from him, and then beat him for the title. I think that's a great plan. All right. So, last two questions here.Back to TJPW. If you have one goal moving forward, besides winning the tag titles on Saturday, what would your one goal be in TJPW?
はい、将来的に東京女子プロレスになんか目標とか、タッグベルト以外に。
そうですね、やっぱりあの白の、あのプリンセス・オブ・プリンセスベルトは私はまだあの取ったことないのでまずそこを取るっていう目標となんかこうなんかね最近はあの私もあのケニーオメガみたいにモーティーメーカーになりたいなって思うようになってなんでなんかそんな存在になりたい
はい、so...First, the first one is the white belt, the princess belt. She's not got it yet. She's not owning it. And obviously, that's the current goal. But her second goal, actually, you know, is to be like Kenny Omega, you know, just making match of the years after year after year after year. Best bout machine. Yeah. Best bout machine, Maki Ito.
Best bout machine, Maki Ito. That'll be the headline for this interview. I think we're ready for that. I heard Kenny's name and I was wondering, I wonder why Kenny was brought into this. I think everyone's ready for you to do exactly that. And we do hope that you win that Princess of Princess Championship very soon. So this might be somewhat last question. Might be a little bit long here, but in terms of thinking it out, because it's a big one. But where do you see yourself in wrestling at the end of the decade?
At the end of the decade.
Yeah, so 2030, where does she want to be? Does she want to be, you know, global superstar? Does she want to be helping wrestlers learn? It doesn't have to necessarily be end of decade, but in 5 years down the line, does she want to be helping? Does she want to be champion? Does she want to be wrestling all around the world still? Is there somewhere she wants to be in, say, 5 years?
All right. まあちょっと難しい話かもしれないですけど、まあ5年後とか、まあ2030年でどういう立場でプロレス界にいたいんですか？例えばなんかあの若い子を手伝いたいとか、まあ世界一の強いレスラーとかそういう目標はとか、どういうふうにいるでしょうか？
いや、もう引退してるんじゃないかな。わかんないけど。なんか私はね私のあのなんだろうまあ一番かっこいいなって思うのはなんか長々と 続けて人気が低迷していく姿とかを見せるよりも、人気絶頂でスパッとやめる方がかっこいいかなって思ってるんですよ。なので、まあ、私は多分その2030年にはやめてるんじゃないかなって思ってて、そうだからやっぱり今できることを一生懸命しようと思ってるし、そう、まあ糸巻新婦の人たちには申し訳ないけど、多分結婚して引退してるんじゃないかな相手いないけど
すごいなんかアイドルらしい答えですね。
アイドルらしい。
はいはい、じゃあ通訳出します。 So she's like, first thing's like probably retired. So she feels like, you know, unlike, you know, most people, like, they've been constantly at the peak and be at the top of the game for a long duration. Like, she wants to, like, when she's at the top, at the very top, when she reached peak Makihito, she's gonna leave the face of the earth and retire.
Wow.
So in that time, yeah, and until that time, she wants to do whatever she can, accomplish whatever she can. So at the end of the day, when she's at peak Makihito, she's going to get married and she's going to retire. Like, no, sorry to the Makihito Sims around the world. But, you know, thankfully, she has no partner or boyfriend right now. So it's maybe safe for now.
All right. All right. Peak Makihito. That's what we're striving to. Peak Makihito. But we'll all be sad when that happens. So because you'll be retired. But, of course, that's how life goes. So the last thing I'll say here, not really a question, but is there anything you'd like to tell your fans worldwide as we wrap up this interview?
まあ、最後になりますが、一言メッセージとかぜひお願いします。
はい、ね、これを見てくださってる皆さん、いつも糸巻の応援ありがとうございます。皆さんのね、こう応援に応えれるような唯一無二のプロレスラーにこれからもずっとなりたいなって思ってるので、ついてきてください。はい、いつもありがとうございます。 Thank you for you all.
はい、 So thank you for your support. You know, your support of Makihito really keeps her going as a wrestler and continuing, and I'm not going to translate the last part. She can do that.
Yep, I got that last part. Thank you. Thank you so much, Maki. Thank you for this. Thank you for your time. Everyone watching this interview, you could see Makihito team up with Miyu Yamashita on Saturday to take on Maxine Paler and Heidi Howitzer for the tag team titles. That, of course, is on Wrestle Universe. So go sign up. Grand Princess 2023, of course, main event, Yuka Sakazaki versus Mizuki. You're not going to want to miss it. And then you can check out TJPW live in Los Angeles at the end of the month. That will be live on Fight TV, so you can order it now so you don't miss Maki and Miyu teaming up again against the Magical Sugar Rabbits and all the TJPW talent. So once again, thank you to both of you for taking the time. And for myself, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.